Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, DoeParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a glorious day. I want to talk to you. I got kind of a unique topic today. Prayer shawls. Prayer shawls. What is that all about? Have you seen prayer shawls? You'll see them in Judaism. It's like a big scarf, and they have tassels on the ends of them. And the rabbis will use them in services and the reading of Torah. And we have seen them more and more come to America, and it's being brought into many more religious places like the Hebrew root cults. We'll get to more of that in a minute. And what we see is men putting it over their worldly clothing, and they use this prayer shawl as kind of a religious stunt, a religious add-on. But the truth is, it's all an invention of man. It is not of God. It is not commanded in the Word of God for people to use a prayer shawl. So where did it come from, you say, Brother Jim? Well, let's go back to Torah. Numbers 15:38. Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put on the fringe of the borders and ribbon of blue. So this is tassels that were given to the Israelites under Torah law. They weren't given to anyone else but the Israelites under Torah law. And the tassels were to remind them of the commandments of God because they had no Holy Spirit. They were spiritually dead on the inside. So it was the tassels were to remind them of God's law. Now, interesting, we look at the word there, it says garment in that verse. Garment is beged. It means a robe. They were wearing robes. We're going to get to that, okay? Remember that. Deuteronomy 22:12. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the corners of thy vesture wherewith thou cover thyself. So same thing, making these fringes. They call them tzitzis today. Tassels, tzitzis, a lot of the Hebrew roots, cult people have gone to wearing them. Let's look at the word vesture in that verse. Cover or vesture, kisuth, it means a robe. They were wearing a robe-like garment. So here's the fact, here's the what I'm getting at, is tassels were given to Israel in Torah, only Israel, never commanded for Gentiles, never modeled by Gentiles in the New Testament body. And eventually, what happened is, well, let me go to another verse first. So, God ordained this for the Israelites, right? So now we saw how that they were wearing robes, right? So the tassels were on the end of their robes. Well, where did the robes come from? Go all the way back to Genesis 3:21, long before Torah. And it says, unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Coats of skins is kutneth. It means a tunic or a robe. So way back in Genesis, right after God ordains marriage and has the creation of a man and a woman, God puts them in tunics and robes. You see a pattern here? So these robes is what God ordained, all right? Now, later, God said to the Israelites, put tassels on the end of your robes, okay? Let's look at Numbers 31:20. And purify all your raiment and all that is made of skins and all of goat's hair and all things made of wool. So this is God speaking to the Israelites, telling them about their clothing and describing their clothing. That same word, beget, is a robe. And they would have tassels on the end of this robe. Not a prayer shawl. Tassels on the end of the robe. Numbers 31:24. And you shall wash all your clothes on the seventh day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp. Clothes in that verse, beget. It means robe. So here's what I'm trying to show you, is all the way back from Genesis 3, God put mankind in robes and tunics. That's for mankind. Then in Torah, God gives them the same robes. They're still wearing the same robes that God ordained. God gives them tassels to put on the end of their robes. Okay? Now here, this is the key part. Historians tell us that when the Israelites went into captivity, over time, their clothing was adjusted and it met more of the culture, okay? And they began to follow man-made traditions. And so what a lot of these groups did was alter what God did. Instead of robes and tunics with tassels on the end, they began to adjust it. They changed their clothing and they created a prayer shawl, like a big scarf with tassels on the end. And they would wear their worldly clothing or other clothing. Maybe it wasn't worldly then, but other clothing that God didn't ordain. But they would now use the tassels on this long scarf. God never ordained that. That's the whole point. God never ordained this prayer scarf. It's a tradition of man. And again, these heretic false groups called Hebrew Roots have now come in to America all over the world, and they've really grown since the internet sprung up. And they don't wear tunics and robes for the most part. Hardly any of them. They wear worldly clothing, jeans, t-shirts, and they now take this scarf with tassels on the end of it. Now, some of them hang tassels on their jeans. Imagine that. They're hanging tassels on their jeans. They've changed the meaning of what God did with our clothing to cover our forms and hide ourselves. They wear jeans and t-shirts, and they hang the tassels on the jean belt loops. How ridiculous. But the pastors in these Hebrew Root cult groups will now take a prayer shawl and put it on with the tassels on the end of it. Now look at the difference. In Torah, they were wearing robes and tunics and covering their bodies with tassels at the corners of their clothing. Now these false groups have turned worldly clothing into the standard with a fake prayer shawl hung over that. You see what I'm getting at here? They won't dress biblical, but yet they'll use a man-made invention like a prayer shawl for a religious stunt. And Jesus hated such things. Yeah, he hated false man-made traditions. I don't want to be them on Judgment Day. Now I need to make a note here. Kind of combining dress with the prayer shawl because it's kind of attached. God put the tassels on their robes and their tunics. We're still supposed to wear tunics today. And why does Brother Jim say that? Well, in the New Testament word, Jesus wore a robe when he walked the earth. Go read about that. Matthew 9:20. He returns in a robe. Revelation 19:13. And we get a robe when we're in heaven. Revelation 7:9. So you see, this robe was through history, robe and tunic. It was for the priests, it was for the Israelites, it's for the prophets, it was for the disciples, it was for Jesus. And it's for us today, minus the tassels, okay? And I can prove it to you even more. Ask, hey, did the New Testament, other New Testament saints, what did they wear? Acts 9:39. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him unto the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and sewing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Himatian is the word. It's robes and coats mean tunics. Robes and tunics. That's what the disciples wore, okay? So, very, very important that we know that today. We don't need tassels. That was for Israel only, for Torah. And here's the key about tassels. To show you why we don't need the prayer shawl, because it wasn't a little scarf, it was a complete robe to cover yourself with tassels, but we don't need tassels today. This is beautiful, ready? So the tassels were given to remind us of God's commandments, right? That's what the Bible says. Well, today, who reminds us if we're born of God by the gospel? Christ shed blood, his resurrection, repentance to him, new life, holiness and obedience, clinging to his word, and enduring in the faith. That's the gospel. Who reminds us of God's word? John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Spirit teaches us to remember the commandments of God now. We don't need tassels. We don't need a man-made prayer shawl. See, the old law was a tutor. It was pointing all to the new. We don't need that stuff anymore today, all right? It's very, very clear. But the command for tunics and robes was never changed from Genesis 3 all the way on. And in 1 Timothy 2, the Bible tells women to wear long, flowing robes. That's the attire for God's people, covering their bodies, unadorned, long, loose clothing. Not jeans, not t-shirts, not shorts, not anything else, all right? So there you have it, folks, prayer shawls with tassels added on them. Not for today. They're a man-made invention. Tunics and robes, they are for today. These men that do religious stunts with man-made prayer shawls hanging on them, they're in grave, grave danger. Jesus said, you keep man-made traditions, you make the worship of God in vain. Hey, how are you doing at obeying all of God's commandments and what he's ordained for mankind, like biblical dress? Are you following the culture? Are you following your man-made religious system in whatever brand and flavor you are? There's like 30,000 of them. Or are you holding fast to God's word? Hey, make sure you're covering yourself in a tunic and a robe, and make sure that you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ via the gospel I just preached to you. Hope that helps you understand prayer shawls. Yeah, the invention of man, they're not for today. Once again, like Christmas, like Easter, like so many things, man takes what God does, twists it, pulls it out of context, corrupts it, and then uses it for religious activity. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. Jesus said we must worship in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. I'm striving for that. Go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, every day pouring out for the saints, preaching the gospel in the streets across America. We love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Until next time, this has been Brother Jim. May God be praised.